Are we on the air?
Yes, sir. And we are back with another one. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Gameaholics Game Time Podcast once again. As your favorite host, Excalibur, along with his team members, we're going to get right into it, ladies and gentlemen, all right? Starting off with these Game of the Weeks, I'm going to go first. Still enjoying Fortnite, as you can tell. Been putting loads of clips on the Facebook scene in our community that we got probably like every other day because I'm just having so much fun. That zero build, it boosted his morale of the game like tenfold. You know, there's players coming back, there's streamers coming back, viewer counts rising up again. I think they're like number 5 on Twitch so far. I mean, they got, again, I was telling people they got tournaments out for this zero build stuff too. And I've been playing on them. You know, there is sweaty people in this game still, you know, like they got aim. Sometimes I feel like they cheating and whatnot. But overall, I've been having nothing but a blast. Chris G, man, what you got for me, brother? Game of the week for you, brother.
Haven't played the game a lot this week, but I'm still on that Elden Ring grind. At some point, I'm going to beat this game. I don't know when, but I keep finding new stuff to do, man, in this game. Highly recommended still. A little bit of COD Cold War. I know it's old, but been back playing that too a little bit.
It's like Old Faithful, you know? Sometimes you got to go back and...
It's mechanically speaking, it's still a solid enough fun game just to hop on and like, you know, shoot the shit with people.
And I need to update Cold War as well too, because I know I had fun on my time on. I think I stopped around like the second, maybe third update. It was.
If you do an update on that bad boy, it's gonna probably take your hard drive space up.
I know how Call of Duty, man. They not fans of storage space, man.
Hell no.
Glad to hear that you back on that Call of Duty train, man. Sarge, what you got for me, brother?
Oh, you know the usual GT, but I had to spice it up this week. And went back to a game that's been out for a good little bit, Outriders. Since they had their expansion.
Outriders?
Now. Yeah. I actually started playing it, and I've been playing it like nonstop for the past 2 days. It kind of latched on to me with that weird fusion of Diablo, Gears of War, and Destiny. But more on like the Diablo and Gears of War as far as you building your character the way you want them to build. Even though they might be spec'd out to be a certain class, it's like, I got guns that are literally like, oh, I killed somebody, now it's laying out a minefield, and that sucker's just laying waste everything. I can call down lightning bolts with my gun. I'm like, this is the type of stuff that I like.
Is the loot on that game just like Diablo based, or is it like a Division based loot system?
So their loot system is based on their world tiers. And you pretty much have two experience bars. You have your character experience bar, then you have the world tier experience bar. So the way I have my game set up, every time a new world tier unlocks, I automatically move to that new world tier. So that means the enemies will get a like +3, +4 level upgrade. The loot modifiers will be increased. The level cap for your character, what you can carry, will be increased. So on and so forth, right? It's kind of like right now, where's my, like, not master difficulty, it's like one above master difficulty. But every time it just gets progressively stupid, like increasingly difficult, just like on Diablo. Like, if you ain't spec'd out right, you're not going to make it. So, like, I have a machine gun now that has this thing called Chains of Death. I just like tap somebody 3 times with it, and then these little chains will start wrapping around them and just do damage over time. So I don't just have to keep looking at you to do damage. I can just passively do damage. And with pyromancers, the more fire damage you do, and whenever they die to fire damage, you get that back in health. Because there's no traditional healing in the game. They have to figure out some way to make you heal. So they're like, okay, use your abilities. get kills with those abilities, or set them on fire and then kill them, then you get health back. So that's how you heal.
Well, it seems to me this game seems very multifaceted when it comes to the building aspect of it.
Oh yeah. It's definitely one of those games you get you and two of your buddies and go crashing through stuff, because me doing it solo right now, there are moments where I just want to throw the controller because it's so frustrating, but then I have to sit down and be like, okay, how can I start an engagement? How can I end an engagement? What would be the best combination of weapons to use for this engagement? Once I get that down, plus adding on to my armor, because your armor can augment your abilities even further as far as cooldowns, more damage, more healing rate, a combination of both. It's like, so that's why I was like, it's more so Diablo than Destiny.
Right. I can tell.
So, and like, you'll just look at your stats and be like, okay, I need to swap this mod for this mod, this mod for this mod, this mod for this mod, just to make sure that all these mods are lining up to fit your character that you want.
Man, if I wasn't so, like, hung up on Diablo, I'd probably get out of go, to be honest. Breezy, what you got for me, love?
I've been playing a little casual. I've been on my PC a lot, and I've been playing this early access game called Starmancer. It's a 2D graphic game, and you're in space. It's a survival game. You are the eye of this space station, and you have to generate clones and grow clones just to help run your base, make an atmosphere for them to live in, the constellation. You have to go out and find planets for resources that you need, all while turning them around, building an economy system that can keep your clones sustained. And as you train them, they start to kind of learn on their own. So it's like an AI. And it's pretty cool. I didn't think I'd get into it all like that because it's very slow to start. Once you lose like a clone, you have a chance to bring it back if you have the necessary components researched and built. But if you don't, like, you can lose clones and then have to regenerate them, and that can cost you money. And it's very interesting. I didn't think I'd get hooked to it as I have. As you go along and you learn more and more, you're like, okay, I could do this. This is pretty decent. So since it's early access, it has a very basic tutorial. And if you are playing it right now, you know, you can get in there and give some positive feedback or negative feedback to the devs on what the game is doing for you and how it's adapting. Very cool.
Yeah, it's definitely giving me Terraria vibes, man, to be honest. I got a question for you before we move on to Jay. So I see you have a secret fascination for indie games. What makes you so, have that gravitational pull towards them?
They're just so damn good. They're just graphically, they're pleasing. I'm all for the AAA title games, but I don't know something about the indie industry that gives you something simple, yet entertaining, yet challenging, yet, I guess all those positives. That's why I really am a fan of indie.
So if I was to ask you, what type of music would you like? Would you say indie too?
I mean, I listen to indie music. I listen to all music except for thrash. I can't do
that. All right, okay. Good woman of culture. I see you. Okay. Yeah, thrash is a little, the BPMs, man.
A little too much for me.
It's all about the vibes and the BPMs. Oh, I know. Jay Shady, where you at, brother? Game of the week, man. I know you've been playing that Fortnite. You just haven't been playing with me, huh?
My game of the week has been going to the gym, lifting the weight, getting my body right. Don't give me a plan all week.
That's good.
Here we go.
He playing that Wii Fit, y'all.
That's what's up.
He been waiting all week to say that.
Yeah. Man got on that dang Wii
get
Fit.
Get out and get active, y'all. That's hot,
you know. He doing his 10 reps of sit-ups.
Hey, you're American.
10 reps of dips.
Y'all eat too much, American. You know, you bake them when y'all eat pancakes, eggs, oats, and grass. Hey, too much food.
No. Don't be talking smack about my breakfast, man.
Then you soul food. That's breakfast. Out there. Come on, man.
That is breakfast.
Food. Anyway, I've been playing Fortnite, man. I've been playing the building mode.
That's right. You know? That's right.
Building mode.
That's right. the building challenges.
Get my challenges right, you know, trying to get challenges done, you know.
Man, like Jay, nobody builds no more, man. I like to nobody builds no more, bro.
Hey, man, Jay is 100% Fortnite player, man. You know that.
No.
I know you don't cop the, you don't pull the trigger on that Moon Knight skin.
No, you got that Wu-Tang playing skin.
Wu-Tang didn't come out yet.
He said Wu's for the kids. You pre-ordered it.
But yeah, I didn't get the Moon Knight. I didn't like it, though.
I thought the character model was pretty good.
It looked good, but it's dry. You know, I ain't digging it. I don't feel like waiting $20 on it.
Yeah, the promo they come out with these skins is just so on point.
Well, like Fortnite, yeah, Fortnite's a addictive ass game, man. You get into it, play with it a lot, play with a little crew. Just everyday game.
You know, it's crazy, man. I actually played one of the imposter games, man. It actually worked out well. It was very social. You know, motherfucker was talking shit, role playing a lot. And yeah, man, we're just having fun, man. I'm not going to get into that. Because we're going to get into that until a little later, but I'm not going to get into that.
All right.
So into the meat and potatoes and everything, starting off in the news. We got Kim Kardashian in the news right now. She over here pulling lawsuits on Roblox because I don't know if anybody saw her show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You know, it's a long time reality TV show that's been on for like, what, 10 plus years? And, you know, you hate to see it. You know, her son was a huge fan of Roblox. And what it was on the Switch, he had a Nintendo Switch. He was like, Mommy, I need to show you something. And lo and behold, on her own reality TV, she got exposed by Roblox talking about there's a new sex tape leak in the lobby, man. It was hilarious. So, you know, how y'all feel about this transpiring towards... also got banned, too, for his lobby for having that. Mm.
I bet he did. Roblox is going to distance themselves as much as they can from that. And rightfully so.
Yeah, especially with them going through all those child COPPA tweaks they went through not that long ago where they're IDing parents to make accounts for their children, like the shit is real, or putting up a credit card or something. Like, child privacy is real. Protect children. I think that shit's hilarious. See?
I think it's hilarious, too.
Hey. Watch what you doing out there in these streets in your younger years. That shit could come back and bite you in the ass.
Hey, can we get a hashtag never forget?
Hashtag never forget.
Hey, or the good old internet rule to follow. Once it's on the internet, it is forever on the internet.
What is dead is never dead, goddammit. Yeah. Oh, man. Man, her heart dropped, man, on that episode. I actually saw it on YouTube, man. Yo, you to see her face, man. It was utterly satisfying. I can say because I laughed. I'm going to hell for that.
I mean, but at the same time,
you gotta look good like that.
But to know, man, you know, like you say, to know this is still going even into the later years of 2022. It is just. Bonkers, man, to know that people still know that.
To understand how she got famous. She got famous off a sex tape. Don't nobody care about Kim Kardashian other than that sex tape during that time. She's a model.
Well, she's a lawyer now.
A porn star.
Well, she's a lawyer now.
Oh, yeah, a lawyer porn star.
She got people beating the murder cases.
What she is.
Damn.
God. Dang, Jay, you gonna have this
one. We know industry got married.
Yeah, she got married, yeah.
And she married how many niggas?
And she married, though.
Hey, Kim K matured pretty well. She had a show on with Jay Leno.
She what?
She matured very well. Have you seen the, what it was? Not Jay Leno. Was it Jay Leno? It's what, something right? on, it's a, it's, Nah, it was a Netflix special that,
yeah, I'm about to say Ray J. That's the only J I know.
Letterman.
Yeah, David Letterman. There we go. Yeah, David Letterman. I don't know about Jay Leno, but definitely David Letterman. Yeah, put on Netflix, and she was giving out, you know, testimonies and what she went through and all that stuff. But yeah, I saw it. I was just like, this is pretty good. This is some insightful shit, man. I thought she matured pretty well.
Yeah, PR. Yeah.
You said PR.
Yeah, she matured very well to get your money.
I mean, the only thing I know the Kardashians for is just money and getting money.
Exactly. All.
The mother include. Wow.
Again, I ain't gonna call them all this.
Well, just know, you know, Roblox is definitely gonna be under the radar for some time until this blows over. we gonna move right along.
Roblox is gonna blow up even more.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Roblox.
That's gonna be free publicity.
Man, that's
kind of
though. I guess
like that. Oh no, she pretty famous now.
You did it to yourself, you know.
Everybody gonna be having sex tape leaps in the lobbies now, man.
Be online for $1,000.
Man, I need to go bang Lizzo and get famous, man. I can't meet
Lizzo.
Oh my God.
Next topic.
Lizzo,
if you're gonna get this podcast, I love you.
All right. Moving right along. PlayStation in the news. So they just implemented this on an update where you can actually attach a keyboard into the console. Now you don't have to worry about buying a PC, so to say. You could actually plug and play. I'm my Sony pony's feeling about that.
This guy here, you could do that last generation before that.
It was expected because, hey, one of the most popular MMOs out right now, Final Fantasy 14. People like playing with keyboard and mouse on console. Just so they can have all their hotkeys.
Whenever there's more options, it's always a good thing for everybody.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure Xbox did that first. You know, I just want to make, you know.
I mean, okay, well, congrats.
Yeah. Wait.
Get that Xbox gospel.
Xbox did what first?
They implemented that update to their Xbox. Where you can play keyboard and mouse. You can do it on plenty of games now.
No game can play with it.
Why?
Halo is dead.
No, I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play keyboard and mouse with Halo. That's for damn sure.
Forza is dead.
No, I wouldn't say it's dead. That's one of the best social games that Xbox has to offer. I wouldn't say it's dead. But you're not going to be playing keyboard and mouse on no Forza. There's no way.
Yeah, I mean, people do.
My point.
People do.
Yeah.
No, but you got people that play Fortnite on Xbox and they don't want to use a computer, so there's the accessibility already there to your convenience. Go ahead and pop that keyboard into that Xbox, man. Now you sweaty just like all the other PC players.
No. I doubt it's the same as that of a PC. I doubt it.
No, it's whenever you plug your keyboard and your mouse in, you get the keyboard, mouse, everything.
Yeah, you get the settings and all. Yeah, I tried it one time, man. I'm not too big of a fan on keyboard and mouse, man. I don't know. It's just something about my wrist movement using a mouse. I can use a computer for everyday, like, working and stuff, but, like, gaming, no. I just can't get the hang of it. But as far as controller, yeah, it really does, man, because when I was trying to play Battlefield 4, I was having such a hard time. But when I was playing games like, I can't really think of it at the time. Well, yeah. It was when I was playing games like Tomb Raider and stuff like that. It felt great. So, you know, it's all, like you said, depends on what. But like, as far as terms like these competitive games, nah, I'm not trying to, like, I know for a fact if I play Fortnite right now against these people, I'm not going to stand a chance. Although Xbox did do it first. I just wanted to make that clear.
Yuck.
Okay.
Just want to have some credit for something, huh?
Yeah, man. You know, I got to keep it transparent. I like to give both sides of the story. going back to this whole Project Q stuff, man, I hope it works out for them, man. They got a lot of other projects that people are anticipating. I just hope they don't drop the ball like they have been over the years, man, so far.
Steve,
you know what it feels like? Like, I love Ubisoft, man. I've had a bittersweet with them since 96. And they're always chasing that next big game.
Right.
And when they don't get it, they make something new every single time. Like, we got Division, then we got Watch Dogs. It's like Assassin's Creed. This dude says since
96.
96.
96. Dude, you like 3 years. Oh my dude!
I was six years old in 96.
But Ubisoft in 96, my dude.
Yeah, right. That's when Rayman came out. 96. Rayman came out in 96. It was Ubisoft, the first Rayman.
I know. 96, boy.
Since 96, Rayman 1.
Good old Rayman, bro.
PlayStation 1. I've been out here.
Unbelievable. Hey man, Rayman was fire.
I know. Like, we need to bring that back.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, they tried to, but they did it in the most disrespectful manner. Putting it as a crossover.
It just seemed like every developer is just letting Nintendo dominate the platform and games, man. They're just letting them have it.
Right. Yeah, they killing the platform scene though.
They're just letting them have it. Nobody really wants to make a new platform. Besides, you know, some indie people here and there, but.
Yeah, true. Yeah, because indies, they've been killing it with the platformers too.
Yeah. As long as you take the time out.
Sell unless it's Nintendo.
Whoa. No, indie, some of them indies kick ass, all right?
There's nothing selling like a Nintendo platformer game.
Man, what was that game? Shank? I used to love playing that.
There's some gems out there.
Yeah, especially on the indies. Yeah, man. Oh, man. That's how X and Bree, you know, why she, you know, and she told me, you know, there's abundance of them, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. And lo and behold, it might be a platformer because a lot of people make platformer games, believe it or not.
That indie stigma is starting to slowly go away of it being like this ugly looking, low budget type of game. Like, there's indie games now that look AAA.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, most definitely.
Well, I mean look at Sifu and you know what I mean? Yeah. Look at all these other games. Like,
well, I'm gonna say honestly, like the whole indie stigma starts to die out right. Cause I know during the 360 PS3 generation, that's when the indies were viewed as like, oh, these little whatever titles that, you know, some people are playing but majority won't, right? Then Xbox One, PS4, the indies really started to pick up on the production value. So then it became, okay, now these indies are actually outdoing a lot of these AAA deals because they ain't got the limitations of, oh, well, we got to hit these XYZ targets. Like, no, we can just make a game that we want to make.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, a developer should be able to make whatever game they want to make. And if you don't like it, just let it die on the shelf. It was bad.
Yeah. Nobody should. That would be like the ultimate defeat for them, you know? You don't have to go with any other royalties not given to you because you're backed by a company.
Exactly.
There's just so many titles out there that's come up over the past year that was just dope. That, you know, like I said, a lot of people, they sleep on indie games, as we said.
100%.
And you never trip, like, you'll be playing an indie game and not know it's an independent studio game. Like,
exactly.
Cuphead. Anybody think Cuphead was a, if you know the studio, possibly, yeah, but Stardew Valley, Undertale. My son loves Undertale. And Undertale was huge, and the graphics are just.
I mean, and it, like, even though the launch was rocky, I mean, look at No Man's Sky today.
Oh, No Man's Sky was. But even though the launch was rocky, I don't think everybody likes to pay attention to disclaimers, because even they said that they, you know, what you're getting isn't the full game. Like,
right.
You know, they made that disclosure, and there are a lot of games that will say that, like, this is not the full game. This is early access. This is what we're starting off. They give disclaimers, and then people just like, no, F disclaimers. We don't hear that part. Why isn't the game finished? And it's like, damn.
With No Man's Sky, people heard what they wanted to hear and had some very rough expectations. But when I played it on launch day, it was what I thought it was going to be. I enjoyed it.
No, dude. The game was nothing like it was supposed to be. Nothing.
What
the game.
What was it supposed to be, Jay?
Thank you.
I forgot.
Jay. Jay.
And then show it.
Answer me this one question.
You see how he didn't listen? He didn't listen to the disclaimer. I just said that.
Did you see your phone, your
get your devil advocate ass.
The same game. Can I see you breathe? No. Can I see that player? No.
Yeah, you're right on that part.
You buy your lonesome in that boring ass game.
They said that they would make it so. They did say that you would be able to find other players off the back. They did say that.
Like that.
But
it didn't sound like that.
It didn't, because I think they underestimated how vast their universe was that they made.
Right. It was trash.
No, they said
you ain't even
playing.
You ain't even
playing. But they gave that disclaimer, though. This is what I'm saying. Like,
no, that universe was really so dang fast. You could be on your starter planet and not see that planet again.
Ever again.
You left.
And that was back before they had the fast travel. So you had the.
Yeah.
You had to write down a map.
Of your stuff.
Chris, start, bring. No other players on the fucking map. The game was trash. That's end of discussion.
No,
it was
not.
Horrible.
You didn't even play it.
It was horrible.
Jay.
You didn't even play it.
Jay.
I wanted to see other players.
Hold on. Jay, did you play the game, yes or no?
Of course he did.
He didn't buy that shit.
Please stop this stuff.
I see other players on the same map. It's trash.
Jay.
If I couldn't meet you on the same planet, it was trash.
Didn't even last that long, though.
You can
like,
now.
By the next update,
you know,
I was playing.
3 years later, after the game released.
That wasn't 3 years.
Yeah, it was.
It was not. How you know you ain't played a game?
Now, Chris,
what?
You didn't play Rayman in 1996 either, man. You were 3 years
old. Yes, I did.
Wait,
I was
Jay.
6 in 96, son.
Jay, how you going to say somebody didn't play something in 96, brother?
He was 3 years old.
I was 6.
Nick, okay, being 3 years old, me, what? I started playing games at 3 years old. So now what?
What your first game was, Courtney, at 3 years old? Because, you know, back in your day, it had to be Atari or some shit.
Well, hey, that actually was my first game, because my mom had an Atari Jaguar.
Oh, my God.
You playing pinball?
No, I was actually playing... No. I was actually playing Asteroids, the janky.
Don't listen to Jay. Jay didn't start gaming until 360 came out. He don't even know.
I didn't even own a 360. I started gaming Sonic the Hedgehog 2. That's when I started gaming.
He read some article on Reddit, and now he's just repeating what he saw.
Look, again.
That's why I started there.
No Man's Sky, when it came out, yes, it did not meet a lot of people's criteria, but for me, it was a fun game.
It was a fun game.
I could sit there and figure out how to do stuff. And it's like, if I started out on a planet I ain't like, that was just really screwy from the jump, and I knew I wasn't gonna survive, guess what I did? Restart the whole game over.
It was a chill game to relax to just play some music to, throw it in.
Play by yourself.
Explore. What's wrong with that?
You play by yourself.
People are playing by themselves all the time.
Yeah, you're a pony, bro. You better rep that pony with pride, man. Come on now.
And it was
don't be vanilla, trying to switch sides, man. We don't want you over this side of the fence.
Vanilla, true, but they said that. That at least they kept direct communication. Well, I mean, their fuck up. They really did.
I mean, plus we still gotta, you know.
At least the game worked when it came out.
And then when they came over that haul over.
Yeah.
Just gave it color, gave it everything, and then from that, fixed the whole multiplayer system from that, and then went further to like...
Now the game is crazy.
You know, you can tame the aliens now. You can
ride aliens, fly with them.
Yeah, it's a lot. Basically,
make your own Gundams and shit.
Well, I was gonna say, and we still always gotta think, they had lost damn near everything.
Yeah,
because all they stuff was lost in the flood, just about. So they literally had to gang their start from scratch with what little they did have in backups, and then still put this game out, you know, in a decent time. So people were like, "Oh, it did well." Like, bro, they had literally went through a catastrophic event. Like, chill out. Like, you gotta give them some kind of slack, especially with that situation.
Yep. But not CDPR. But all right, go ahead, next time.
Oh, no. CDPR, no slack. No.
Just before we move on, I wanted to throw that little, just one more indie game out there. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Torchlight.
Oh, yeah. That's
okay. They're in development with a mobile game, and you know, I don't know if y'all been on mobile games, like, you know, as much as I have, you know, but Riot implementing Wild Rift to their mobile game. A lot of mobile games has been surfacing, and one of them, and ironically, they call it Torchlight Infinite. it's up for a beta, and I actually got emailed towards it. And I just felt like, you know, there's another one independent studio that's been, you know, alive, well, and kicking when it comes to making their games wholesome.
As long as it's fun. That's the end of the, at the end of the day, you got to make fun games and people will play it.
Right.
That's all you gotta do.
Yeah, so moving right along to this, you know, in the news, Halo's, you know, doesn't seem to stay out of the limelight. They don't have a roadmap for 2022.
Oh, Lord.
It consists of Catalyst as an arena mode, Breaker for a big team battle. You also have three new game modes, King of the Hill, Land Grab, Last Spartan Standing. We got events such as Interference, along with the Alpha Packs. Got some skins for the battle pass upcoming soon. We got Fracture, which is a part of that package, and campaign network of co-op.
Yeah,
seems like they
man,
getting on the right track.
The right track.
So.
What track was they on?
No,
I missed that train. Whatever that was.
It's still gonna be bare bones after five seasons. Dang,
well, the one thing you said that we gotta correct. One thing you said, because I know you just, you know, 343 said the same thing, adding new content, and then they had the nerve to say King of the Hill. That ain't no new damn content. That's content that should have been there already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This what they say is they're adding content that they forgot.
So you think they forgot about Land Grab?
Because
I never played Land Grab in my life.
Oh, okay. We're gonna gloss over King of the Hill, huh?
I'm gonna give you that. King of the Hill, you know, that should have been a part of the everyday game mode for Halo.
Mm-hmm.
Since Halo been Halo. I give you that. But the other two, like Last Spartan Standing, I felt like that's a little generic, but even still, it's still new. Landgrab, I never heard of Landgrab in my life.
Let's look at the concept of Last Spartan Standing. It's literally one life free for all with a arena that's closing in on you.
Oh my God. So it's high stakes Halo?
This is how crazy this sounds. Back, I think it was when Halo Reach came out, when they had that really, really huge Forge map that you could play on, right?
Right.
I sat there and designed up a Hunger Games style match or game mode. Pretty much you start off with fists and nothing else, right? So you would have to go search the map for your weapons, for health kits, for all this stuff, right? And now I would have like little cannons that would go off and just kind of like bombard certain areas of the map on the timer. So you would have to be out of that map zone by the time those bombs start going off. And now we get to here, and it's just like, yeah, big old free for all with a closing in map. I'm like, bro, y'all ain't really doing nothing special. Because all you're going to probably do is just have some people spawn in on random parts of the map. You ain't diving in.
Yep.
You ain't like, so, oh, we going to, and it's going to be like, okay, wherever you spawn in, it's probably going to be one or two weapons somewhere close to you. And people are going to get really bored of it real quick. Because somebody's going to have that really good spawn that's going to have like a sniper rifle and a BR really close to him. And it's probably going to dominate the whole match.
It's a possibility.
Did they mention Forge at all in that roadmap?
Forge is probably going to be next year, bro.
I mean, even without Forge, I feel like, you know, in terms of the game modes, like you said, because the more I think about it, the more it makes sense. It could be a flip of a coin for me. Who's going to actually like gravitate towards like a game mode like that? I'm pretty sure a lot of vehicles is going to be involved. I never did like the mechanics of, you know, driving Warthogs, although it's the best is ever been. However, and like you said, get all the older content that we know about, you know what I'm saying? Just, if you have to do that first, I'd rather them do that first. Like, get the King of the Hill out the way instead of freaking Land Grab. Y'all could have put fucking Griff Ball, people, you know, game modes that people actually fucking play.
Yeah, but you know what Griff Ball requires? It requires Forge. Because you got to make Griff Ball arenas.
That is true.
So, people might sleep on Forge, but Forge was a critical part of Halo because you could literally just make any multiplayer map that you needed and Forge, put it in the game, and bam, brand new maps.
Right, and a brand new game.
Yeah, literally brand new maps on a constant basis. You could have had, god dang, 500 maps by now. Different maps. Different layouts of maps. But no, we can't even get Forge in the game. We got a day near wait to the 1 year anniversary passed in to get Forge now.
The 1 year anniversary passed?
Because they want to have 6 month seasons. Like, bruh. A 6 month season, and all y'all could do is add two maps.
Retarded, man. 6 months, two maps, trash.
And the rest of it is just basically, okay, here goes some throwaway modes that really not a lot of people going to play outside of the last Spartan stand. And the rest of them is just, eh. Then it's like, okay, now go visit the store and buy these skins that we're putting in here that's going to be locked behind this thing paywall, or get the season pass and there's going to be slow grind. And that's the only way you're going to be able to get that. And it's like, bruh. Yo.
Let's not talk about the skins. That shit trash as hell too, man. That shit bare too. What's up, man? They need epic help with some shit, man. Somebody need to come and help them with the store. Like the skins is trash. They bare, man. The game is trash, man. Throw the shit away.
Man, look, listen.
Why don't they have maps from other games in it at least? They can at least add in Blood Gulch or something.
No, because they
see if they do that.
No, they're trying to make everything fit around Zeta Halo and Blood Gulch, Zeta Halo.
Man, they better Zeta Halo their ass on, because this is just ain't working.
No, I agree, because to me, when it comes to the whole multiplayer, they were like, well, we want the multiplayer to tell it. Look, bro, I don't give a damn about no multiplayer telling the story. Just give me some maps.
Yeah. Like, damn.
Like, people, like, you can make this game fun as heck if you just add Zanzibar back. You add Blood Gulch back. You add freaking, what was the one? What else? Yeah, they could still do that one. The one on the Covenant ship. What, it midship?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, midship, yeah.
Halo 2. Like, bro, add all them, you got all that in source code somewhere in MCC. Just up-res them, do whatever you gotta do, remaster the maps, you know, maybe add weapon spawns in a different place, and like, give these people something to play on that's gonna be fun. Like, cause I promise you, I get tired of seeing freaking, that goddamn one, the Johnson Military Facility, I get tired of seeing that map. And they ain't played Halo in dang near 6 months. Like, I literally have not played Halo in the whole Halo season.
Yeah, I can say the same. But God. I do play Halo, Jay. I play some goddamn Halo.
When you started playing Halo?
Oh, hey, what's up, dude, brother?
Just started playing.
No, I've been playing Halo since Halo 2. I mainly Halo was founded. 2. And, yeah.
You started at Combat Evolved.
I can't count that. Halo, I mean, I did. I beat the story, but I don't know. It didn't appeal to me like Halo did. I mean, Halo 2 did.
I agree with Jay. That Halo's pretty trash right now. Pretty trash.
I just feel like they're in a rough spot with all this being on the table for them. One step at a time with this.
There's no way to
thing.
Slice it, brother. There's no way to slice this, brother. There's no way to slice this pie, brother. I'm sorry. It's a no go. This ain't it.
Slice it into eights. Gets
8 years. That's what they're doing.
Look, I hate to say incompetence, but that's just bad management all the way around, bro. Like, it ain't.
Yeah.
It ain't no way somebody thought hit that, you know, go live button. They're like, yeah, this is it. Nah, this ain't it.
Something somewhere happened behind the scene that we don't know about, because there's no way that a Halo game just willingly launched like this. Like, something happened somewhere.
And again, I always go back to people saying, well, it's better than what they were going to release, but I was like, yeah, what they were planning on releasing it then, too.
Shit.
Like, think about that. They was planning on releasing that at the launch of the Xbox. And folks was up there like, yeah, this looks fine. This looks great. I'm like, brother, man.
Nah.
Y'all said it looked fine and it looked great back then. And it came out and it's still lackluster. Still missing stuff.
What they thought was going to happen was they're going to release it on Game Pass. Everybody's going to play it and buy it. If everybody's going to play it, probably buy it. It's going to blow up. It didn't go out that way. Game Pass was a fail. That game was a fail.
Game Pass is not a fail, sir.
But that game is a fail on Game Pass. it didn't help Game Pass at all. Like they expected it to do. Ooh, a free multiplayer.
No, it'll definitely help Game Pass. It probably won't help the game itself. It'll help Game Pass.
The game is no.
It definitely reinforced game, man. What? You know, I already got the multiplayer for free.
Trash.
So if I could just get the campaign for like, I want to say half the price. Shit, that's a win for me.
Yeah, but they ain't get the campaign for half the price.
Yeah. Halo still got high ratings, according to.
Man, you know, look, we just gonna have to call shenanigans on them ratings, bro.
According to the big boys, man, they gave this game 96?
Well, according to them big boys, they need to go back to their damn review department. Because, nah.
Review it at season two.
Like, or season one, yeah, we messed up. Season two, yeah, still messed up. Season three, okay, it might be fixed, but we highly doubt it. Because ain't no way, bro, that they was up there just dropping all these 90s, 90s, 90s. Okay, like, if y'all dropping all these 90s, then it might be some hope. Then you get the game that's half-baked, missing stuff, can't even select dang missions. People up there defending, like, oh, who actually goes back and replays the missions? Motherfucker, have you not sat there and played Halo 2, being on high charity, just to hear Breaking Benjamin all over again? Have you not replayed that mission? You know how many times I replayed that mission just to get them back to that dang park? Many. Many a time. So for them not to even have the basic of basic level gaming stuff as a mission select is a travesty. Not talking about the co-op, not talking about the forward, not talking about anything else, just basic mission selection. You can't do it. Nowhere in the history of gaming have I ever seen a game that has had all that in its past iterations not have it for its latest and still getting all these high scores. Like, bro, y'all standards don't fail so dang low, it's ridiculous. That's why I don't trust a lot of these dang journalists now. Like, bro, y'all just really be out there trying to get that little extra on the paycheck. I ain't here for it, bro.
Yeah, I agree. They're trying to get that, you know, that vital information, man, you know, and then turn it into something and they call it content, whatever the case may be. They probably never come out. It's like they say, you don't even have to have a story from media to make up a story.
Nope. Just like, oh, that sounds like some slick stuff. Let's put it out there. Let's see who's going to bite.
Right. But unfortunately, this update is real. This roadmap is real. Speaking of update, PlayStation is undergoing a firmware update. It's a good look for us and PlayStation. Also, I believe in the mix, but there's going to have an update. GT is also having an update too.
Yeah, GT is probably going to get its first content update, because right now the update is scheduled for Sunday, Monday night. And what it's going to do is give some fixes to some of the glitches that have been going on and shenanigans with, you know, certain cars in GT pretty much. So if anybody wants to, you know, get, by the time you hear this recording, it'll be patched out. But I would say it's been fun while it lasted. The Tomahawk glitch is about to be gone.
Round of applause.
All this making money fast is about to be gone. Y'all about to be back on struggle season again. and I'm perfectly fine with that because they, you know, that's what happened. But that's one thing I always give Polyphony credit for, that when they see an issue, they get on top of it and try to address it within the same month time frame that they catch it, like at least in a couple of weeks. But also with this update is the potential that we're going to see our first free cards getting dropped into the game. One of them being confirmed to be the TS-010 or the Toyota Hypercar that, you know, actually won the 24 Hours of Le Mans, I think, last year?
Yeah, last year.
So that is one of the confirmed ones because they have the Toyota GR Cup coming up and starting in May. So, and since that's going to be one of the featured cars in that tournament, they're like, okay, now we're getting added into there. We're possibly getting a new Subaru BRZ, which I'm not too excited for because if you know about the BRZ, it's pretty much a Toyota 86. So,
right.
If you got an 86, you got a BRZ. It's all the same except for like little outside trim changes and interior changes and stuff like that. But other than that, same dang car. Whatever little surprises they have, we don't know. But we can at least say, hey, we got at least one new car coming. And just based on GT Sports' history of how they did content update, we should expect a new fresh content update every month, and it's probably going to add new track layouts, possibly new tracks, and new cars every time they do one of those big updates.
Unfortunately, I was expecting, you know, have some type of, like, car pack involved, but maybe that comes later on down the line.
No, because they ain't going to, all the content that they drop is going to be free.
Oh, okay, then that's cool. I can accept that. All right, because like you know, I was gonna say, you know, because I was back on my Forza Horizons, I bounce off with the GT and Forza selectively, and surprisingly, as well as you know, they got ongoing content for Forza. They have yet to preview an expansion for the game, and it's been out for a while,
which is weird.
Yeah, it's super weird because you know, for you guys to come out with content already, you know, and these obviously being a rival contender in the racing game industry, that you know, these dudes need to be on their game, man, because I don't know how many cars they have all together in this game. But I know it's a large margin, very competing with Forza at the moment.
Oh, you're talking about on GT? It is 427 cars, I think.
Right, and counting.
Yeah,
and that's a lot. And it's not back in the day where you know you had like 500 cars, but like 30 of them was the same model. No, like all of these are like totally different.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you'll have your different year models. Like, you might have the 69 Corvette and then the Corvette that came out in the 80s, which was complete gutter trash and everything
right in
between. But they'll never have, like, oh, you got an R34 with this trim, then you'll have another R34 that's the exact same R34, except it has a different muffler on it, or it might have a different trim line. Like, they got rid of that with this GT. Like, you know, where you had the regular R35, then you had a Nismo R35. Now it's just like you just have a Nismo, because, like, it's no point in having five different R35s and everybody just go get the Nismo version.
Yeah. And I believe they definitely brought that diversity to the table because, you know, a lot of people do appreciate the model of the R34. So, like,
oh, we got the R32, R33, R34, and the R35.
Yeah.
All in the game. So it's like you got one representing each generation. Even the original Skyline that started it all, they have it in there, which I got that in my garage and not driving it, but it's just like that's the car that started it all. That's a piece of that history.
Well, it sounds like we're narrowing to the end of our podcast, man. This one was fairly simple, man. You know, I like it. Really? Nice, short and simple. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, we are all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it, we're there. We also have our own website. Go ahead and tune in for that. We also have that which comes and provides our news and entertainment. It is at www.thegameaholics.com. And shout out to my admins over there on Facebook, man. You guys are doing a well job, you know, keeping our community, you know, very safe and sound, you know, well-mannered community as we should be, you know, which we're 33,000 strong now, you know, and counting.
Yes, sir.
Please come on in, you know, and welcome yourselves, you know, and hang out with the people there and let's have a good time. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, hope to see you guys on the next one. We're outies. Peace.